everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Paige Ruderman, and on this week's episode, we are going to talk about the power of the purposeful pause. Can we just like appreciate that alliteration? That was beautiful. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about why it is so important to take time off of what you're doing. So I am actually just getting back after a full week off. I left on a Friday and I got home on a Thursday. And for all seven of those days, I did not do anything productive. I didn't have work. I didn't have co-writes. I didn't have any events to attend. There were no rounds I was playing. I wasn't emailing people, setting things up. I wasn't trying to network. It was an entire 7 day span where I was just away from it all. For most of that week, I even left my phone in the other room charging, which really meant stealing my sister's cell phone charger because of how little I was charging my phone to really get the full experience of taking some time off. That was the first time I took some time off in such a long period of time. And if I look back on all the other times that I said I was taking time off, quotation marks around all of that, I can truly identify ways that that was not true. Either I was hopping on Zoom calls to finish writes that I had had scheduled, or I was going out of my way to attend an event or to network with more people or to schedule things when I got back or to follow up with people on projects to make sure anything that was needed was received. And again, those were so fun. I had a blast meeting people everywhere I went and like taking advantage of those trips, but it hit me that I really needed to take some time off. There were a few warning signs that I used to identify that it was time to do this. And when I got back from my trip, I ended up attending an event the next day and I saw a friend and even they commented, they're like, you seem brighter, you look happier, your skin looks great. I can fully attribute all of that to taking time away from a screen, spending time in the sun, soaking up the vitamin D and the vitamin C, like the waves, SEA. So let's get into why there's the importance of taking a purposeful pause. The first is so that you can give your brain time to shut off. If you've ever had a computer and it starts getting glitchy on you and things are working slow and you're getting really frustrated, the number one suggestion, if you call any IT person ever, they're going to say, have you turned it off and turned it back on? And let's be frank, most of us don't turn things off and turn them back on. And not only do we not turn them off, we don't turn them off and leave them off for a period of time. So if our technology needs that sort of break and let the hardware system relax for a minute, our brains certainly need a time to let it rest and recharge. Our brain is our operating system. It's the thing that allows us to go out and accomplish tasks, be creative, and do the things that we want to do. If we're not giving that time to rest and relax, then we're just going to constantly keep it on max and it's going to slow down. Number two is filling the well. So if you ever feel like you're starting to run into a rut, you don't have any inspiration, things aren't coming to you as easily, it's getting harder and harder for you to do the things you want to do, that could be a sign that you need a break. And taking time away, doing other things, allows your brain the freedom to relax and then start to refill the well that you're then going to be able to tap into when you get back. So I said before that there were some warning signs that I knew I needed to take some time off. And the number one warning sign for me is when my tolerance was getting really low. So I've spent many of years working on improving my communication skills, my collaboration skills, my teamworking skills. When I could see that my tolerance was getting low, I knew that was a warning sign like, okay, I'm reaching the end of my fuse, so to speak. The sign for me was I was at an event that people were paying hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to attend this event. They were so excited to show up. It was probably their night or their weekend of the year. And I'm sitting there and I was just so excited for it to be over. Like the minute I got there, I couldn't wait for it to be over. That was my sign to take a break, because I'm usually pretty good at recognizing the amazing things that are happening in my life and the things that I've been able to generate for myself. And when I wasn't able to do that in that moment, I knew it was time to take a break. Having no days off, it really starts to pile up for a while. So I'll give you an example. Back in the fall of last year, it was like early or mid-October, and I just was feeling so tired. Every day I was sleeping and I was resting, but I was waking up exhausted. I was talking to my dad and he's like, well, why are you so tired? I'm like, I don't know. There's no reason for me to be this tired. And I went home and I looked at my calendar and I realized for the last 7 weeks, I hadn't had a day off of work, a day off of co-writing, a day off of playing around. It was really starting to pile up to the point that while I had these bits and pieces of the week free, it didn't feel like I was getting a true chance to recharge my batteries. Having no days off can really start to pile up after a while. Another thing in the society that we live in currently is social media makes it feel like someone is constantly doing something. They're constantly writing a song, or they're releasing a song, or they're at a co-write, or they're playing a round that you've always wanted to play, or they're on a podcast that you wanted to go on. It just feels like everyone's accomplishing everything. And so you need to keep your wheels spinning 24/7 to be able to keep up. But the problem is no one is able to do that consistently. And if we think back to one of the earlier episodes of this year, when we talked about identifying what type of year you're having, you don't need to be comparing your year to anyone else's year. They're on a different wavelength. They have different goals for the year. But if you're sitting there and you're constantly comparing what you're doing to someone else, you're going to think you're falling behind. I'm here to tell you that it's impossible to constantly be productive. So give yourself that peace of mind, like you are allowed to take a break. Especially in the creative space, I need to like really hammer this home. Your ability to add value is through what you can produce. That can be through your voice, that can be through your songwriting, through your guitar playing, through your production skills, through your networking, through your ability to host a show. Like your ability to be productive in the creative space, that's your value. And so if you aren't able to be productive, if you're not firing on all of your cylinders, then you're not going to be able to put your best creative foot forward. And so instead of doing yourself a disservice and still driving around with that flat tire, take the 2 hours to go get the tire fixed, right? Like take the time to pause, repair, replace, and fix what you need to do, and then get back on the road. Now that we've talked about the power of taking a pause, let's talk about how can I recommend that you take a pause. So if you're getting ready and you're like, I have identified based off of what I've just been sharing or through your own metrics that you need to take a break, how can I make sure that this pause is going to be the most effective it can be? Number one, identify how long it's going to be for. I had the ability to take a week off and I was kind of scared to do it. I was like, oh my gosh, can I really truly take a whole week off? And it ended up being the best decision I can make. Some of you might be in a place to do that as well. Some of you, it needs to be a long weekend. For other people, it needs to be one whole 24-hour period. So you identify how long you want that pause to be. Number two, schedule it in advance, because you'll find that when you do schedule it, you won't be thinking about it, but the closer you get to having that time, you are going to be so excited. I remember the whole week leading up to this vacation, I couldn't stop telling everyone. I'm like, I'm going to Florida. I'm so excited. I'm taking a week off. And my friends were actually excited for me. They're like, hey, go enjoy it. Enjoy your time off, because of I don't do that very often. So when you schedule it in advance, you're going to have time to get excited for it. And then it gives you something to look forward to. Also, it's often cheaper if you're buying your either flights in advance or whatever it may be. So schedule it in advance. Number three, know that no matter what you miss or what kind of FOMO you think you're having, it's going to come back to you tenfold. The dividends are going to be endless, because if you had just stayed and powered through, then you never got that break. You never refilled the well. You're never letting your creativity flourish. You're not going to have any times off. You're going to start getting really tired. You taking that time off, even though it might feel like you're missing something, I promise you it's going to come back and be for the best. This is my biggest tip. Do not schedule anything on those days off. If you absolutely have to, I understand how life can get in the way, but if you have the ability to not schedule a single thing, don't schedule an interview, don't schedule a podcast, don't schedule social media content, don't connect with people through networking, don't schedule rounds, don't schedule anything. Don't even have your email on. Turn your notifications off. And if you have an active email, set up an away message that lets people know, I will be back on this date and I'll get back to you. Because when you take that actual time off and you're not plugging in and you're not staying connected, it's going to give you that freedom you're actually looking for. This was like something I learned when I got back. You should do yourself a favor and schedule yourself one extra day than you think you need. So I scheduled myself a week. The minute I got back, there was events that night, there was events the next week, and I've gone right back into my scheduled programming. I realized that I could have really benefited from having one extra day to do my laundry, go grocery shopping, unpack my bags, relax, because traveling is exhausting, especially when I had to catch a layover. I traditionally like flying direct, but there is no direct flight from the Nashville airport to West Palm Beach, Florida. If any airline wants to get on that, let a sister know. There is no direct flight. And so I needed to catch a flight, then have a layover, catch another flight. I'm running in the airport. I'm pissing people off by trying to get to the front of the plane so I can make my connection. And it's tiring. So I learned if you can give yourself that one extra day, you are going to be so happy. It'll allow you to get a good night's rest. You can get up and do any of the tasks that you put off for when you got back. Also, pro tip, clean your apartment before you leave. So I spent the whole day and morning of cleaning my apartment, doing all my laundry, organizing it. So that way, when I walked in the door, it was clean and refreshing. And it was so relaxing to come home. I've done the mistake of leaving my apartment messy and then coming back and you just feel like you're right back into clutter. So do yourself a favor, clean your place before you leave it. And again, if you can't afford to take a trip or you don't have the opportunity or resources, that's fine. Take an afternoon, take one day. And I've told myself moving forward, I'm going to start taking one day a week where I'm taking time for myself. Not to schedule something, no events, no, just take time to relax, because that freedom and that flexibility is going to come back and really help you be even on your best A game. So I know today's episode is not exactly creative related, but I do think it talks to how to help you be the best creative being that you can. And that's by taking time for yourself. If you like today's episode, you should follow me on Instagram at sorude.podcast. That's at sorude.podcast. Follow me on there. I do need to get better about posting regularly. So maybe if I have people checking up on me, it'll help keep me accountable. And I hope you like today's episode, and I'll catch you guys next week. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy your time off, and I'll see you next time. All right. Bye now.